This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, gang. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes at 12.03, coming up to 12.04. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvini Raj.
And, of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hi.
We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, and we are talking about monkey business today. Not necessarily everything about monkey business. We're actually going to be having a discussion about online purchases and your worst online shopping experience. Now, I have to give you a bit of background about this, but we'll get to that in a couple of minutes, and there's a reason why I spoke about monkeys and monkey business, but we'll get to it in a minute. First and foremost, that is the question. What has been your worst online shopping experience? Do let us know. Of course, it's a few days after Double 11, so some of you may have received your orders. Some of you may have not, and that's part of the discussion too. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Also, we'll be speaking about Disney Plus, or rather, Arvin will be waxing lyrical about Disney Plus and probably complaining that it's not available here yet in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything on Disney Plus.
You haven't seen anything?
Nothing on Disney Plus.
Lies.
No idea what's there.
And then we're wrapping up with a blast from the past. We'll be having a bit of a discussion about Motorola's new old new Razr.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, some of you may or may not have seen this story coming out of China. On Wednesday last week, CCTV footage showed a monkey using a cell phone inside a zoo, right? There's a zookeeper who had this monkey in an area with her. She was using her phone within that area and was scrolling through one of her favorite e-commerce websites. She got up to go and get some food, leaving her phone there. When she got back, she found that she had received confirmation texts for orders that she never purchased. On top of having made several purchases, the monkey had also emptied her cart, which she'd previously filled with items in preparation for the Singles Day sale. Quote from the lady, "I like playing on my phone, and I like playing on my phone next to it." I'm assuming that she means the monkey there. "And it has seen me placing orders on the website. So therefore, we can only assume, with evidence from the CCTV footage, that the monkey placed orders for things on Taobao."
For her.
Yes.
Yeah. That or she had like a massive buyer's remorse and then now she's
trying
the
to
monkey.
Find a way out. Like it was the monkey.
The dog ate my homework.
The dog ate my homework.
The monkey made my buys.
Yeah, the monkey made my buys. So there's been a few stories that we've read over the couple of days. There was one about some poor fella here, I think, who found out his wife had racked up costs of around 150,000 ringgit for purchases on 11/11. Not for the first time. Ooh. Apparently, this is the second time she's done it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we have our own individual stories. We have some vox pops from people here in the office who've had some nightmare situations as well. Where do we start? I'll start with mine because obviously I'm talking, so it makes a bit more sense, right? Not too long ago, I needed a dining table and chairs.
I remember this.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I went to one of our favorite e-commerce websites, found the one I liked, placed an order, and after almost a month, it hadn't arrived. And so I made a whole bunch of requests and emails and phone calls, to-ing and fro-ing and backwards and forwards. And then the table arrived, eventually. And I set it up, and I put it in my dining room, and I unpacked everything, and I put it all together.
And then, you sent us a photo.
And then I sent a photo, because when it was delivered, they'd left it with my 90-something-year-old neighbor, who had no way, obviously, of getting it up. Anyway, so that's part of the story. However, once I'd set this up and been very entirely happy with my purchase, guess what happens a day later? I get another table and another set of six chairs that are exactly the same.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, there had been some ordering issue. Mm. And when the guy came to collect it for me to return it, he never once asked what I was giving him back or where it was going to. He just turned up, you got a package for me, yeah? I threw the thing in his thing. Just take it and go. You know, I'm done with it. But that's about the worst things have gotten, you know. two tables.
Are you sure you just didn't miss a buy one, free one clause there?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but a buy one, free one for a dining table and six chairs. You know, it just seems a bit odd. I mean, but, you know, we've done little things like order T-shirts or order, you know, trousers, jeans, whatever. They've turned up and they've been the wrong size. I mean, and that's, everybody's done that. But
yep.
A table and six dining chairs?
That's a glitch. There's a huge glitch there.
Yep, I don't think it's a glitch from the actual e-commerce website. Mm. I think it's the logistics company that this particular e-commerce website insists on using, despite everybody saying, please don't use this logistics company.
Mm-hmm. So they got the orders wrong.
Yeah.
I think mine would have to be just, it's not that big of a problem. It's just stuff that I ordered a couple of years ago, last year on 11/11. Took about a month and a half. Nothing showed up. And then they just owned up and went, look, we can't send you your stuff. Something's wrong. And here's your refund. A month and a half later, I think I needed some of the stuff. I gave up a promotion at some other place because I bought the one during 11/11 because it was cheaper.
Of course.
So I lost the promotion at the other place, obviously, because it's been a month and a half, and the 11/11 stuff never showed up. It was like, it wasn't anything big. It was just like stuff to complement furniture. It wasn't even actual furniture. But I think because of the glut of orders, or they just couldn't handle the amount of orders that were coming in, they finally just went, look, we don't have the stuff. So we just take your money back.
Wow.
And that's it. And that's about it.
But at least you got your money back.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad they owned up, though. But, you know, after, it should have been sooner, but that's about the worst that it gets. Mm.
So you see, you guys, I don't think your stories are horrific just because, you know, you didn't have to affect your wallet.
This is going to be good, isn't it?
Yes, because mine. So I thought I found the bargain of the century because I've been looking out for tortoise shell earrings, and I wanted like a specific design. They're not actually tortoise shell, but that's what they're called. That's what the plastic is called, or the design is called. And I finally found one on a website, and it was going for £1. £1. And I was like, oh, this is it. And I love the design. So, of course, I clicked on it. I bought it. I paid delivery, which wasn't much. And then it got caught in customs.
Uh-oh.
And it ended up being 180 ringgit to clear customs because of the words tortoise shell on the slip.
Wow.
And yes, so what would have been a 6 ringgit pair of earrings that I really, really liked is now a 194 ringgit pair of earrings that is just sitting there, and I can't bring myself to put them on because it's just been too painful an experience.
Because customs thinks that you're importing
exotic something. But yes. Anyone want a pair of tortoise shell earrings?
Faux tortoise shell earrings.
You can take it off my hands for $150.
So, are they from the UK? Were they shipped from the UK?
Yes.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, since then I've been so careful with what I buy online. And you know, I have to go through, I check the terms and conditions, and I make sure that, you know, if it could get caught by customs, I just don't buy anything. Mm. And then just last week, I thought we were in the clear. I ordered Jeff's birthday gift from Liverpool Football Club store. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine, and it got caught in customs again.
Yes.
And then the courier service also added charges as well. Ended up paying another $160.
This shouldn't be the case, should it?
I think they just want me.
It should be easy.
Yeah, I think they just want me.
And also, I think that some stores, they do you the favor of saying that this might cause you problems at customs.
Yeah.
I once wanted to buy a replica blade from God of War, the second God of War. And because it looked like an actual blade, so they said that this might not pass customs. It looks like a weapon. You might want to reconsider picking it up. Make sure that the customs in your country would allow something like this. Mm. So I checked, and obviously you can't import something that looks like a blade, even though it's merchandise from a video game. So I just didn't order it because the price of the replica itself was slightly expensive. I wouldn't want to pay more for customs or get into trouble for trying to, you know, quote unquote, smuggle something in. So some stores do that. Some stores tell you that, you know, you might have problems. I think the issue is with the stores that don't tell you anything or just go like, you know, it shouldn't be an issue.
Fine.
It should be fine. And then it gets caught in customs.
Reminds me of the time I was doing some interviews up in Langkawi and I got pulled over and I got stopped at immigration, customs inspection or whatever, because I had something in my case. And the guy said, what is it? I said, it's a shotgun.
Why?
Shotgun Mike, Shotgun Mike. You know, and my brain just went, you idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, obviously, we're talking about nightmare scenarios for online shopping. What's your worst online shopping experience? You know, and if you have a really, really good one where somebody's really looked after you from, you know, click to purchase to arrival, let us know about that too, of course. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you want to send us a message. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Music up next from Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band. We'll be right back after this message. We've got some Vox Pops for you. BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. It's giggling in the studio because we have some wonderful stories we will be sharing very shortly. If you have some nightmare scenarios of your worst online shopping experience, please do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Shall we do Twitter first?
No tweets yet.
Let's do WhatsApp first then.
All right, so we've got one here from Dr. Kyrie Khalil, who says, saw an advertisement online about adjustable eyeglasses, 150 ringgit for two pairs. When received, they are no more than plastic toy eyeglasses costing perhaps less than 2 ringgit. We shouldn't be laughing.
I'm so sorry.
It's a funny story though.
Yeah, sorry about that, Dr. Kyrie. But you know, if you feel bad, listen to Sharizal's story. He says he bought an autographed photo of Harrison Ford and had to pay 820 ringgit on customs tax. And he can't look at Harrison Ford the same way again.
Well, I would say, Dr. Kyrie, maybe you should have read the small print. But, but there you go. But there's a reason I say that. Because there was a spate, I don't know if you remember reading about this, when the iPhone was first launched and it was being sold everywhere and on eBay and a whole bunch of places. Some people would take a photograph of the iPhone and then they would list that as an iPhone. And then in the small print, it would say, you are purchasing a picture of an iPhone. And people wouldn't read that, and they would bid, and they would bid, and they would bid. And of course, what they got was a picture of an iPhone.
They were doing the same thing for the Xbox.
Ah, yes.
So picture of the Xbox. You go to eBay and then buy an Xbox for like cheap, you know, quote unquote cheap, and then you get a picture of an Xbox. One person actually got a picture of an Xbox inside an Xbox box.
Wow.
So they opened it, and there's a picture of an Xbox.
That's just
me. I shouldn't be laughing, but oh my.
Over to Insta story, Natashinka has said, not the same as the photo. There's been quite a few of those things as well. Yeah, and often you'll see four or five different products, different listed products, but all using the same photograph. That's quite common as well.
Yep.
And then Praveena Mark Andu has said, Shopee for web, checkout wouldn't work. Single sign-on login is a mess. No historical purchases page. Shopee, if you're listening.
Funny you should say, like, not the same picture as the product isn't the same as the picture, because I think they do the same thing when you go look at property when you want to rent.
They do.
So even looking at like online spaces and buying or booking a thing online, if you want to rent, like, let's say a condo, the picture that they use for the condo isn't the actual unit.
It's most probably the show unit.
The show unit, or it's one unit that they have access to, and then they use the same picture again and again for all the other units.
I can tell you why that is as well. Why? For when you see stuff listed on these individual websites, for example, the photographs will be taken by one person and then shared amongst agents. And
all
those agents will then share these pictures as an individual because they're freelancing and one thing. So that's what happens there. Shall we have some Vox Pops? This could like cheer up our Friday, can't it? Let's have a listen. What do we get from people around the office when we ask them some of their worst online shopping experiences? Let's have a listen.
I was buying some makeup products online, and instead of getting the actual product, they gave me like a bunch of like lithium batteries. And like when I say a bunch, I do mean a whole lot. Like as in when I opened the package, it's just like boom, all like stumbled out. The makeup was for cheap anyway, so I ended up like just using the battery because it was useful. So yeah.
I've bought products from local platforms, online platforms before, and I found that some of them are not as advertised or been faulty. So now when I do my online shopping, I tend to use the international players like Amazon or eBay. Because I think they have better quality control and the systems that they use to vet their vendors, I trust their systems more than the locals.
I ordered essentially this sort of cart thing that was supposed to help me carry my luggage because I was moving. I was tracking it. And the day before I was supposed to move, it just sent me an email saying, oh, it's not coming anymore. So I panicked and I did not know what to do. And I just ended up not being able to get that product. And the worst part is I never actually got my refund, even though the product never arrived.
One time I ordered a book on Amazon and then it arrived, but it was the wrong volume of the book because there was a volume 1 and 2. So if I ordered 2, it was 1 or something. I was quite foolish and waited too long. So then the deadline by which I could return it for free passed. So then I had to essentially sacrifice a lot of my refund in order to send it back to them. And then I just didn't bother buying the book in the end. So it was just kind of a tragic experience.
How do you confuse makeup with batteries?
You should ask the person who packaged it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless...
Unless?
They're using... Something in the batteries as makeup.
Well, you know, they say not to buy some makeup online, don't they? Because you don't know where it's going in it and where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that always worries me. A lot of, you know, people spend money on makeup online. Mm. You know, I mean, if you're buying it from established places like Sephora, for example, or some of those bigger name companies, you know, but that's fine. But when you're ordering it from places like Alibaba and all these AliExpress and whatever, I always kind of get concerned about people that order from that stuff.
Yeah. No, but you know, because you mentioned like batteries and makeup, coming back to something that happened last year, the year before, we were looking for masks for Halloween because we do Halloween here. Mm. And one of these stores had a mask of like a werewolf or something, I can't remember, or a cow, one of it.
Werewolf or a cow?
You can't
remember the difference.
Some animal. It's like a horse or werewolf.
You need to get some of those
glasses
that doctor ordered.
Because
you know?
With makeup, everything's possible, right?
And then I went in the store that sold it. And they were selling like masks, and then they had makeup, and then they literally had makeup and batteries, and then they had stationery. They were selling like rims of A4 paper. And I was wondering, like, what store is this? Like, how do they sell everything?
Diversification.
So I guess like if you order one thing from this store, and then you order like makeup, and then they just mistake the code number or something, you end up with the batteries from the same store.
That could be it.
Yeah. It's just like a store with everything.
Mm.
I just love how the two boys in the room are the ones talking about makeup. Also, you know, none of these stories come close to my bacon story.
This is true.
Yes. Mm. So couple of months ago, I ordered bacon from a local marketplace, and they came and, you know, packaged well and everything. And then when it was time, when we had a flying cockroach in the house and it was time to whip out one of those cans, then they just started, well... leaking from the nozzle down, you know, down your arm. And then we were like, okay, grab another can then. And then that one just refused to work. So nothing was coming out of that one. And then finally, someone just had to go and just catch the flying cockroach by the hand. Just catch it with your hand. Yeah.
Who was the person?
Who was that person?
That would be me.
Ah.
Yes. Mm. See, sometimes you don't need all these fancy aerosol, you know, techie stuff. And all you need is your hand.
And some speed and courage.
And agility.
Yes.
And
yeah.
See, the one person that should be in this show discussing this topic is not here today. You know, the person who has, I don't know, 40, 50 deliveries to his desk
every
single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's not here. And I'm guessing he's probably got some nightmare stories to share with us anyway. Jeff, of course. Right. Shall we take a break? Folks who are tuned in on your radio or via your device, let us know what has been your worst online shopping experience. Of course, this is just a few days after 11/11. Some of you may have got your deliveries, some perhaps not. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Music from St. Vincent with Cruel here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.